As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of the Infinity Sports Network here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to what is a Wednesday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all the great local Infinity Sports Network affiliates, SiriusXM, Channel 375, and that free Odyssey app. We got a whole lot to do today. Coming up 40 minutes from now, Ryan Hot Take Hickey will join us in studio. Liam McHugh does a great job NHL on TNT, and he's a part of hosting the Stanley Cup Final on their studio desk. He will stop by at 4:20 p.m. Eastern Time, 1:20 p.m. Pacific today. And then to open up the third and final hour of this Wednesday extravaganza, we will have Brandon Graham, the two-time Super Bowl champion. He'll stop by and join us at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific today. Let's start with the Cincinnati Bengals. I'll tell you what I want my take to be with the Cincinnati Bengals. The only problem is sometimes you say something and you think something, and I guess you could say maybe it's a hot take. But then when you give it further thought and you really sit there and you go through all the options, right? Instead of just spewing things to spew things, sometimes you think something, and then when you think it over and you go, okay, is this going to happen? You get some resistance or you don't see the path. So I want to sit here today and I want to say the Cincinnati Bengals have problems and the Cincinnati Bengals are not going to make the playoffs. And why I want to say that has nothing to do with Joe Burrow. I love Joe Burrow. Has nothing to do with Ja'Marr Chase. I love Ja'Marr Chase. Has nothing to do with T. Higgins. I love T. Higgins. Has nothing to do with Andre Yosivash from Princeton, who I love the Princeton Tigers. I used to host a radio show in that area. It has nothing to do with Mike Gesicki. Like, you go through these players and you go through this team, Chase Brown, nothing to do with those guys. But I look at their defense. They have an issue right now with Trey Hendrickson. And, oh yeah, by the way, one of their first-round picks, Shamar Stewart, also has an issue right now. So I look at this right now, and what do you know about the Bengals? Last year, they had contract issues with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. Now those contract issues have been put to bed. Ja'Marr Chase, new deal. T. Higgins, new deal. And even before that, there were conversations about Joe Burrow's contract. Now, Joe Burrow's contract got taken care of a while ago. But for the last 3 years, there's been questions about the contracts. Right? There's been questions. So now you don't have a Joe Burrow question. Now you don't have a T. Higgins question. Now you don't have a Ja'Marr Chase question. But now you have questions about a rookie who I don't know how much leverage he has, and I think he doesn't have much leverage. And you also have a guy that is, whether you think he's worth the money or not in terms of a long-term extension with his age, he had 17 and a half sacks this past season, and the year prior, oh yeah, by the way, he also had 17 and a half sacks. And what does everyone say about the Cincinnati Bengals? Great offense, nothing on defense. So when you say they have nothing on defense, you're going to continue to run this risk and play this game where it maybe, not saying it will, but maybe, definitely plausible, gets to a point where either Trey Hendrickson is missing games this year for a team that notoriously starts slow, or Trey Hendrickson gets his wish, gets traded somewhere else, and gets a new contract. That's what you're gambling with right now. And if you lose Trey Hendrickson, if this is already a defense that has holes in it and a defense that's Swiss cheese, what do you do when you lose a guy who led the league in sacks last year with 17 and a half of them? And don't tell me he's not capable of repeating what he did last year. Because you look at Trey Hendrickson, who I first talked to when he's with the New Orleans Saints, and his final year with the Saints, he had 13 and a half sacks. You know, you come in the Zach Gelb Show, you get a little Zach Gelb karma, boom, 13 and a half sacks. Then after that, 14 sacks. Then after that, 8 sacks, and then 17 and a half and 17 and a half. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, in the last 5 seasons, he's had 4, or 6 seasons, excuse me. No, 5, I'm just terrible at math. In the last 5 seasons, He's had four double-digit sack seasons. Think about that. And you're running the risk of that guy being unhappy. Or you're running the risk of, yeah, you'll eventually figure it out. And then at the start of the season, maybe he's not present or maybe he's not at his best. For a team, by the way, that has the last few years has always started slow. And this is what I'll tell you this year with the Cincinnati Bengals. Here are two non-negotiables for me. They can't start slow and they can't miss the playoffs. If they start slow, it's inexcusable. If they start slow, I haven't even looked at who they're playing the first few weeks of the season, but they can't afford it to happen. Because last year, what did people say? Oh, they lost to the Patriots in week one. Oh, it's a week one upset. Oh, this is what the Cincinnati Bengals do. Bullcrap. Because guess what? At the end of the year, do they need that victory up against the Patriots? Yes. You can't afford to start slow. This idea of, oh, we're just going to give the Bengals the benefit of the doubt because the Bengals a few years ago beat the Chiefs in a playoff game and then went to the Super Bowl and almost beat the Rams but then lost to the Rams in the Super Bowl. This idea that they're just going to figure it out is nonsense to me. They have some unbelievable pieces. They are the shiny Ferrari and you're four blocks away and you see that Ferrari and you go, man, I want that car. I want that Ferrari. I want to make enough money one day where I could drive that whip. And then you get closer. And you're three blocks away. And you go, oh, there's something wrong with that Ferrari. You get two blocks away. Oh, this Ferrari's a little banged up. And then you get into the driveway and you look at that Ferrari. First two tires are missing. There's a crack in the windshield. There's no gas in the tank. You pop open the hood. And there's engine issues. That's what the Bengals are. You look at the Bengals, and from a few blocks away, you see Joe Burrow. Oh, he led the league in passing yards and passing touchdowns. Oh, Ja'Marr Chase, he's wonderful. Triple crown. Oh, T. Higgins, one of the better number two wide receivers in the NFL. Could be on number one a lot of other teams. Oh, you have Trey Hendrickson, right? Back-to-back seasons of 17 and a half sacks. And then you further inspect that vehicle, and you see a vehicle that can't get out of the driveway, that can't drive smoothly, a vehicle that is just leaking, and you look at the defensive side of the ball, it is horrible, and you look at them and you say, wow, maybe I don't want this Ferrari anymore. Maybe I want something else. Maybe I could use my money better in other places. That's what the Cincinnati Bengals are. The Bengals have the ability, by their star power, to be one of the better teams in the league. But you look at the rest of the roster and there are holes in it. And this coach, Zach Taylor, is on the hot seat. This front office, let me tell you, I know that they're not going anywhere with how the structure is, but you now have contract issues again. They should be all in. Stop with this cheapness. Stop every year having us to bitch about a contract. You got Burrow taken care of. You got Ja'Marr Chase taken care of. You got T. Higgins taken care of. Get this stuff with Trey Hendrickson and Ja'Marr Stewart figured out. Get it figured out today. Because the longer this lingers, guess what? The beginning of your season is going to get impacted by it. And if the beginning of the season is impacted by it, towards the end of the season, it could come back to bite you in the ass, just like it did last year. Slow start, off-season of distractions, terrible out of the gate. When you try to make that Ferrari that's a little wobbly finally get some smooth sailing and drive smoothly, it then breaks down at the end. This stuff can't happen again. And the scapegoat, if it all does happen, will be Zach Taylor. Because if you miss the playoffs, I don't want to hear, oh, they had Marvin Lewis there forever. And Marvin Lewis, right, when all those playoff appearances and never won a playoff game, they kept him around for that long. So Zach Taylor should at least be kept around. Bullcrap. This is the new Cincinnati Bengals. That's what it should be. If I'm running this organization, we are the new Cincinnati Bengals. And you have a window here with Burrow, Chase, Higgins. You have that window. And instead, this organization continuously just drags their feet. And even when it looks like they're getting up and they're about to run, they fall. That's what they do over and over and over and over again. And it's maddening. It's sickening. This team was on the verge. The verge. They could almost taste the Lombardi. And they've regressed ever since then. And it's because of this bullcrap and it's because of this minor league way that this organization is run. I'm serious here. This stuff has to stop. So I do want to sit here, right? And I want to say the Bengals are going to miss the playoffs, right? Because I'm seeing this story. And last year, I didn't say it. Last year, when I had all the signs, I said, nah, they'll make the playoffs. Come on. I was like, look at this Ferrari. Oh, look at Joe Burrow. Oh, look at Jamar Chase. Oh, look at T. Higgins. Look at Trey Hendrickson. Right? That's what I said. And then because of the fact that they stumbled again and their defense sucked, it didn't matter that Jamar Chase was a Triple Crown winner. It didn't matter that Joe Burrow led the league in passing yards and passing touchdowns. And if they would have made the playoffs, he would have won his first MVP. Right? None of that stuff mattered. Because ultimately, this organization is run backwards. This organization doesn't know the difference between their elbow and their ass, and they constantly try to cut corners. And it's the same crap. And we're seeing it play out once again. But even though I want to say that they are going to miss the playoffs, I look at the state of the AFC. Like, yeah, they're top heavy. If I gave you my four division winners right now, Bills, AFC East, Ravens, AFC North, Texans, AFC South, Kansas City, how about those Chiefs winning the AFC West? Like, could the Bengals win the North? Sure. Could the Steelers win the North? Sure. It's not inconceivable for them to win their division, but why would I bet against the Ravens? Why? Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, those two names alone, and they're a more well-rounded team. And their coach I trust more. So I would give the edge, yes, and that's why I gave the edge to the Ravens in the AFC North. So then I get to the wild card. And remember, I'm trying to construct the take that the Bengals are going to miss the playoffs. And last year's going to repeat itself. And then when I look at the wild card teams, all right, you want to say the Chargers and the Broncos get back in? I'm not even saying that's a lock that both of them make it. But I can at least give you the Chargers and the Broncos. Then who else? I'm a Patriot fan. Patriots aren't better than the Bengals. Dolphins? Huh. We'll play some of Mike McDaniel later. Have I ever been more right about a coach than I've been right about Mike McDaniel? They're probably not making the playoffs. You tell me the Browns with their 4,000 quarterbacks are going to make the playoffs this year? It is Liam Cohen with Trevor Lawrence and Duval. Are they going to make the playoffs?
Duval.
Well, job well done. Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones, are they going to make the playoffs? Nope. Tennessee? Maybe Cam Ward does what Jaden Daniels and C.J. Stroud did, but is that likely? Probably not. So I'm sitting there. Who's going to take Steelers, right? I'd still give the edge to the Bengals over the Steelers, but it's not impossible. So, yes, I could sit here and say Chargers, Broncos, Steelers, they're the wild card team. They're the wild card teams, and the Bengals on the outside looking in. But when I say that, even with how I basically just undressed the Bengals for the last 13 minutes and shredded them, this is my sick mind. There's still a little voice that goes off in my head. And that little voice still says, hey, Zach, those seven teams that you picked, I don't know about them. You should put the Cincinnati Bengals in there. And that's what's maddening. Because I want to give you the take that the Cincinnati Bengals are not going to make the playoffs. But then when I give you those seven teams, Bills, Ravens, Texans, Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, Steelers, in the AFC, I go, I feel like I'm missing the Bengals. Anyway, let's hear from Joe Burrow. This is Joe Burrow on Trey Hendrickson's holdout right now.
Is Trey not being here, or his deal not done, is that a distraction?
Of course. Last year we had two, this year we have one, so we do have less. You'd love to have none, but, you know, that's life in the NFL. We're all supporting Trey and would love for him to be back.
The face of your organization, or let me re-say it this way, the savior of your organization is laughing at you. You know, last year we had two. This year we only have one. He's basically saying it's the same old Bengals. That's what that dude is saying. Now, he got the Jamar Chase and T. Higgins deals done. I guess he doesn't have enough power to get the Trey Hendrickson deal done. Because I guess he used all his ammunition to get Jamar Chase and T. Higgins done, that now there's nothing left for Trey Hendrickson. But even Joe Burrow is sitting there and telling you, this environment is not good. And I know you can't pay everybody. But when your defense is the biggest issue and the guy has led the league in sacks last year and has had 17 and a half sacks the last two seasons each, this past year, 17 and a half, the year before that, 17 and a half, and you can't find a way to get this deal done with him, yeah, I understand why Joe Burrow's laughing. I understand why Joe Burrow is basically saying, here we go with this bleep show again. And then here's Shamar Stewart. Let's listen up to him. I know that there's still rookie contract issues, but once they change the way that the rookie contracts are, it's how much leverage do you actually have? And there are some issues there. And this is a rookie. A rookie. This guy hasn't even played a down yet in the NFL. And listen to how he's talking in the Bengals locker room about the organization.
I hopefully get back on the field tomorrow, but as in how far I'll take it, I mean, it just depends. In my case, I'm 100% right. I'm going to ask for nothing y'all never done before. But in y'all case, y'all just want to win arguments that winning more games, in my opinion.
I know business is business and football is football, but have the veterans said anything? Has there been any reaction at all with your situation?
It made it very easy when the people in your locker room say you're doing the right things, especially the star players.
Stars in here, I'm not asking names, but stars have said, do what you're doing.
Yeah.
Think about what we have, folks. We have a quarterback, the savior of the franchise, basically saying, here we go again with the same old crap. Last year was Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. Now it's Trey Hendrickson, laughing in the organization's face. And then you have a rookie. Can I even call him a rookie? You know, I know he is a rookie. It's his first year in the league. He just got drafted in April, folks. April! He hasn't even had a welcome to the NFL. His welcome to the NFL moment is a contract dispute. Think about that. And this guy is saying, oh, right, how many times do you hear veterans say, oh, youngsters got to earn their stripes? Youngsters are basically saying, yeah, you're getting screwed over. Whatever the contract situation is, hold your ground. They're basically whispering to him, this is what this organization does. So there used to be a time, right, when you looked at the Cincinnati Bengals, and they used to charge their players for Gatorade and water. And then when you would have a jock strap and you would need a new one, you have to give them the old one. Yes, true stories that have been told. We're past those days of the Cincinnati Bengals. And right, the Bengals are that much better. Right? The Bengals went through the Marvin Lewis years where even though they didn't win a playoff game, they were consistently at least in the postseason. And then Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and Zach Taylor walk in and they almost win a Super Bowl. And right, it was a new Cincinnati Bengals. But in reality, it's the same old Cincinnati Bengals. That's what this is. And even though they're not as cheap as they've been in the past, they're still damn cheap. And there's always this off-season commotion. And maybe that off-season commotion means that players aren't all in to start the season. And that's why you continuously see these slow starts. So I want to say the Cincinnati Bengals are not going to make the playoffs because I'm seeing all this crap. And it's the same crap over and over again that led them to them missing the playoffs last year. But then when you really go through it, yeah, I could give you an argument on why they're going to miss the playoffs. But if I tell you that the Bills, Ravens, Texans, Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, Steelers are the teams that are the seven teams that are going to be making the playoffs, doesn't it still feel like the Bengals deserve to be in there somewhere? Like, I'll swap out the Broncos or swap out the Chargers or swap out the Steelers, right? One of those three teams. One of those three teams won't get there, and then you'll have the Bengals in there. So, yes. If I have not made that abundantly clear enough in the last 18 minutes and 43 seconds, I want to say the Bengals are going to miss the playoffs. But then when I use Mike Cabeza, and I hope Mike Cabeza is wrong here if I'm being honest, Mike Cabeza just keeps on telling me, Zach, I think the Bengals are going to make the playoffs. What a bleep show, though, this is. 888-710-4ISM, 888-710-4476. We'll take a timeout. We have some potential trade destinations that have been leaked on out for Kevin Durant and where he could wind up for his next team. Coming on back, and this is Zach Gelb Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
There are two numbers right now. Report number one or report number two. Stu, you're usually good with numbers. One or two?
I'll say one.
Report number one, ESPN reporting. This is Shams Charania. The Phoenix Suns and Kevin Durant's business partner, Rich Kleiman, are sorting through trade options with interested teams mainly featuring Houston, San Antonio, Minnesota, Miami, and New York. That is report number one. Now, would you like report number two?
I would like report number two.
Report number two. Stephen Bondi. Stephen Bondi or Stephon Bondi? Stephon Bondi? Okay. You could. Was that in my ear or was that over the ear?
Sorry, that was in your ear. I hit the button that was closest to my finger at the time.
I've always said this, and sometimes hosts, when they don't know how to say something or they don't know the information, they just want their producers to whisper the information in their ear. So it makes us look a lot more intelligent than we are, as if we just pulled it out of our you-know-what. I've always said the talkback feature, I guess I understand why it's there, because if something needs to be communicated off the air. But if I'm in the middle of the show, I always think that there should be like a ding that goes off in my ear if that is on the air, because I never understand how to tell if it's off the air or on the air. Like, do me a favor, Santa. Just say hello on the air right now.
Hello.
Okay. I was like, that was late night audition. Sexy Santa on the Infinity Sports Network. Now, say hello to me, but with it just being in talkback. And that wasn't on the air?
That was not on the air, that second one.
Yeah, I have no clue. Like, I do hear you a little bit faintly press the button when the button goes on in my ear, but I would not be able to tell.
And I feel like, you know, when I'm in your ear, you're probably only getting it in one ear. When I'm talking on the air, you're getting it in both your ears.
All right, let's see that now. So I just heard the audio going through both my ears. Just now, just try to just say something in the talkback. Huh, you're actually right. Well, that's how I now know the difference.
There it is. That's the only difference.
Now, to be fair, the headphone jack's here. And I know I'm an animated guy. If I'm like slamming the desk, sometimes I hit the desk so hard that the headphone jack, and I guess however this is routed and wired, the headphone signal will sometimes just go out for 3 or 4 seconds. And then sometimes you'll sometimes see it. If I'm in a rant and I go, I can't believe it. And then if I need the headphone jack to go back into place, I just slam the desk again shortly after that. And people go, oh, that's like such great dramatic effect. And you're slamming the desk. Spike Eskin said that to me. He goes, in the history of hosts I work with, he goes, you're great at just slamming the desk when you're in a rant. He goes, sometimes people slam the desk and it's fake outrage. He goes, I actually think you're outraged when you slam the desk. So anyway, that's how we got there because of Santer trying to say something in my ear. But anyway, the report number two is that the Knicks are not in the mix for Kevin Durant, and that is what the New York Post has learned. So you have big national name in Shams Charania saying the Knicks are interested. And then you got the New York Post saying the Knicks are not interested in Kevin Durant. Now, could Durant be interested in the Knicks and could the Knicks not be interested in Durant? And both of these reports are technically right? Then yes, they could be so. But let's play off the Shams Charania report because I think it's more fun. So the teams that are featuring with interest for Kevin Durant, the Houston Rockets, the San Antonio Spurs, the Minnesota Timberwolves, the Miami Heat, and the New York Knicks. Stu and Samter, let me just get your answers here. I'm going to put you guys on the spot. The Rockets, the Spurs, the Timberwolves, the Heat, and the Knicks. If it's between those five teams, where would you most want to see Kevin Durant play based off of those five teams? What's the most interesting to you?
I would say the Spurs.
Okay. So if the Spurs are off the board, Santa, that leaves you with the Rockets, the Timberwolves, the Miami Heat, and the New York Knicks. Who are the most interesting to you?
I mean, honestly, I hate the Knicks, but I feel like the Knicks would be the most interesting depending on what they'd have to give up to get them. Because it's New York, and as much as I don't like the Knicks, as much as I was rooting for the Pacers to win that series, it would have been better for basketball had the Knicks won. So I feel like having Kevin Durant with Jalen Brunson and maybe still have Kat there, depending on who they move around to get KD, I think that'd be the most interesting.
I'm actually going to disagree with both of you.
Shocker.
Well, no, it's not just sitting here to disagree to disagree. If I thought San Antonio, I personally would rather have Giannis Antetokounmpo on the Spurs. That's just me. That's the same for me. I don't think Giannis is getting traded, though, at this point. I think Giannis, what I think will happen and what I want to happen are two different things. I think Giannis is going to stay in Milwaukee, and I think Kevin Durant will wind up in San Antonio. But out of those five options, if Shams Charania is right, the Rockets, the Spurs, Minnesota, Miami, and New York, I actually think Minnesota is the most interesting. So here we are. You have the Minnesota Timberwolves, who are a team the last 2 years got to the Western Conference Finals. Anthony Edwards is the driver of that bus, but it seems like he could only drive him to the Western Conference Finals. So there you have Kevin Durant, who's not a bus driver, but he could be a great passenger. And if you have the shooting ability of a Kevin Durant and you pair him with the athleticism of an Anthony Edwards, I think it can make for a very fun team. Now, I don't know necessarily what they're going to go give up to get him. I would imagine that Julius Randle would be on the way out. I don't know how attractive Julius Randle is to the Phoenix Suns. But if you could have Rudy Gobert, if you could have Kevin Durant, and you could have Anthony Edwards, I would just be intrigued by that. Like, if Durant goes to the Rockets, that team was the number two seed in the Western Conference. That could put them over the top. The Spurs, it would be fun, even though I'd rather have Giannis there, and I don't even know what the return would be. But I would think that you would obviously still have Wemby. You would still have De'Aaron Fox. I'm not giving up Castle probably for Kevin Durant. Maybe you need to, and maybe you could just get it done with the picks. I think they're picking 2 and 14, I think. So I don't know how much you're going to have to trade to go get Kevin Durant at this part of his career. But the Spurs, they could get close quickly to winning a championship. If they get Giannis, I'm thinking, okay, they go win a championship. If they get Durant, it's a good move, but it's not one that I'm sitting there and saying that he's going to be the difference of them winning a championship. Minnesota, I wonder if he could be the difference. Miami, it would be getting a star for Pat Riley, but they're not going to win a championship there. And the Knicks could use him. They could. They could use Kevin Durant. But I think Minnesota, to me, is the most intriguing, but ultimately I do think he gets traded to the San Antonio Spurs, and I'm going to say that Giannis stays in Milwaukee. All right, it is the Zach Gelb Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Ryan Hickey's going to join us in studio for his weekly spot. Coming up in about 8 minutes from now, we'll have Liam McHugh, NHL on TNT, live at the site of the Stanley Cup Final, which will not resume until tomorrow. So Liam McHugh will join us at 4:20 p.m. Eastern time, and Brandon Graham will stop by at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific time. Real quickly, though, since CeeLo, Chris Lopresti is here, the Stanley Cup Final, I know you're a big hockey guy.
Yeah.
Are you into the Stanley Cup Final? I'm
for
assuming
sure.
So. It's not just all the Rangers aren't in it, so then all of a sudden you don't care about hockey.
No, I'm not that way. I mean, I'm still bitter and disappointed in the way the season went for the Rangers. But no, been following the playoffs. I'm into the rematch, and they've been a couple of great games so far.
So I didn't really care in terms of who wins the Stanley Cup. I picked the Panthers.
Yeah.
But I was so livid with the Oilers' performance in Game 3.
Yeah.
Because the Panthers, I say this in a good way, it may sound like a negative connotation, but they are a bully, and right, they do things and they set you to put your hand in the trap. And the Oilers tried to play a game that is not why they are in the Stanley Cup Final, not why they have a chance to win. And it was very, I thought, embarrassing, humiliating, and weak in Game 3. So my question to you is, Game 4, if they don't win Game 4, I think this series is over.
Agreed.
The Panthers will find a way with 3 other chances to get one more win. We saw it last year even when they were up 3-0.
Yeah, Game 7.
Oilers came storming back. It was 3-3. And then the Panthers win in Game 7. Where's your belief, though, that Edmonton wins coming up tomorrow night and they bounce back?
Solid. I mean, look, you would expect a much better performance, a more representative performance. No, not really. So they were definitely, I would say, outside of their identity and lacked some composure. But, I mean, you know, Florida's a wagon, man. I mean, they really can make a lot of teams look bad on any given night. Now, I understand Edmonton's got big-time talent at the top. We know about McDavid and Draisaitl. So, you know, goaltending at times has been suspect. But they didn't stick to what works for them, right? So McDavid and Draisaitl end up having to spend time on the bench because they're killing too many penalties. Mm-hmm. We saw that happen in the, first game of the Dallas series, where they kind of took it on the chin a little bit. And there's that image of them kind of looking at each other, and then it was all business after that.
Sure.
So I would expect a big-time performance from both of those guys. Whether that gets them over the top for a win could go either way. If Sergei Bobrovsky has something to say about it with the way he's played in net for Florida at times, coming up with big saves. But I would think we'd have a much tighter, close game down the wire for Game 4.
Did you have a bagel that's in the newsroom? Just wondering.
I had half a bagel earlier. You know why? Because when the bagels arrived, I'll tell you why. When the bagels arrived, I had already gone and picked up some breakfast from Dunkin', and then I did circle back later, and there happened to be
a half.
Right. I didn't make it a half. Gotcha. I didn't cut it and say, you're just going to have a half. Then. There was a half of an everything. I threw a little butter on there, and away we go.
Because I'm starting to realize a problem around here. Usually the problem would be food's out in the newsroom. The food goes in 3 seconds.
Yes.
And it's like throwing a piece of meat to a pack of wolves that haven't had 100%. Anything to eat for 10 days.
Yeah.
Now I guess everyone is like image conscious, and they've just been taking halves. Like Tiki brought in fantastic bagels and donuts last week. And there were so many people that ripped the bagel in half or only they sliced it and then threw the other half back in. And I don't want people's like pause on the bagel and just leave a half because you don't want to eat a full bagel. Like just take the full
bagel
and if you only want
yours.
Half,
yeah.
chuck
yeah.
it out. Now, I actually had a similar issue as you today. I walked in here and I go, I'm hungry. And there was only half there.
Yeah.
And it annoyed me. That's even though I got a half and I buttered the bagel, but it did annoy me that people just don't take the full bagel.
You're more annoyed about that or the folks that will take cut open the full and just have parts of it and then throw the scraps away. You've seen that move?
Well, like like scoop the bagel?
If they scoop it or they'll like, you know, maybe not consume all of it and you watch them they get their fill and then they're just wasting it.
No,
would you rather them cut it and just take the half?
I'd rather them just take the whole bagel.
Okay.
Yeah.
So even if they don't necessarily eat it all and they throw some of it away and it's a little bit of a waste, makes more sense because once you touch it, it's yours.
Yeah.
All right.
No offense. You're a clean person. There's a lot of people here that their hygiene are not great.
There's no question. You know? Hygiene or just, you know, taking care of yourself, CeeLo, washing hands, coming out of the bathroom.
If CeeLo touched a half a bagel, I would take the
You'd
other
feel
half.
Comfortable. Okay.
There is a long list of people here that if they touched the bagel, I would say, toss the bagel away, and it should be inspected for, like, diseases.
Yeah, we
like
do
that.
Have some creatures that roam around here from no time to time. Yeah.
The most obnoxious thing, though, is when you will see, like, drinks will be brought in here. Like water bottles or seltzer or whatever. And people will take a full can or a full bottle, take one sip, and then just leave it on a desk.
Yeah.
That's obnoxious. I think that is the most offensive
thing ever.
Just
clean up after yourself. You know?
The one thing I'll say is you just said, you know, there are some people that you're okay taking the other half of the bagel and some people who are creatures that you wouldn't want. You called me out for taking half the bagel. You're like, oh, your grubby hands. You probably touched the other half of the bagel by accident. So now I know I'm one of the creatures.
25 to the top of the hour.
You're on the list.
Zach Gelb Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network. I don't need to plead the fifth because I could just toss it to the update here because I'm told we have to get to someone just got in my ear. We got to get to the update. Here he is, Chris LaPresti. The piping hot takes of Ryan Hot Take Hickey do not reflect the views of the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
It's a good nice Sunday. I'm combing our hair with moose gel spray. The takes are so hot, hot, hot. Sometimes it's right, usually not. This best segment is coming up next, but you better watch out for the Hickey Head. Hot takes with hair gel on a Sunday night. Hickey's got the taste of probably on a cry. Dropping a teaser for what's coming up next, but you better watch out for the Hickey Heads. Talking Penn State while Stu's smoking Kush. But Hickey is always the number one rush. You will nice and more, it's Mike and more sober than Stu. We only joke of us, we like you. But I have to ask, is it true? Is your hair held together by Pace and Luke? Oh, Hickey's takes are coming up next. But you better watch out for the Hickey Hacks.
Big debate going on in the studio right now. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. First, it's time to ask the pros. The listener gets to ask us a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply tweet your question at INFSportsNet or at Zach Gelb using the hashtag AskThePros. Be listening later in the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional part people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. And the key word there is guaranteed low prices. Now, we're not streaming right now because we have streaming issues, but we still have the video feed working here internally. And Samter put up under Ryan Hickey's name something that Hickey has not done yet. And I said to Hickey, please don't do it because I want the Mets to actually be successful this year. And they haven't even played great yet. And they're 19 games over 500, most wins in the NL. But under Hickey's name right now, it says guarantees Mets will win World Series. And Hickey looked at that and said guarantees is spelled wrong. So how do you think, Mr. Penn State? I have the right answer here. I'm not saying you're right or wrong. So we're either going to slam Santa or going to slam you. How do you think guarantees is spelled?
I mean, it looks right now. G-U-A-R-A-N-T-E-E-S. It was not spelled that way when I walked in the studio.
Oh, my. It exactly was. And you said that you
I
thought
don't
there
think
were...
so.
Don't do this stuff when you say something off the air and then when the microphone goes on and you realize that you got caught, all of a sudden you change your answer. You said there's two R's in guarantees. That's what you said to me.
And then I was looking at it again. So, okay, maybe there's not.
And you accuse me of changing it? First of all, you called me a bad speller. Now you're accusing me of lying and changing it behind back to my. You know what? I actually have the time code on when I created that graphic. It's going to show you that I made it before you walked into the room.
I will say, Samter usually does have receipts on things.
I'm just saying, when I walked in, I glanced over. That looks wrong. It was taken down and then put back up. And okay, that looks right.
It just goes to show you trust Boston University over Penn State any day of the week.
Oh, are you guys still talking about that irrelevant, what was it, that hockey tournament, right? Or something like that?
The Frozen Four. Learn a thing or two.
Well, I also love the sports that you claim to care about when it comes to Penn State. Mr. Penn State lacrosse, Mr. Penn State wrestling, Mr. Penn State basketball, Mr. Penn State hockey. You really only care you only care about one thing with Penn State, and that's the football team.
No, I want to see the other teams do well. Football is weighed heavier than all of them combined, for sure, but I still get joy out of lacrosse winning, of hockey winning, of basketball winning.
You had the most homer take I've ever seen someone have when Bo Nickel lost in the UFC and got his ass knocked out. You're like, Bo will learn from this, and he'll be better.
I don't
give a crap about the UFC, which I like the UFC, and you don't give a crap really about Bo Nickel.
I watch Bo Nickel fight. I'm not a big UFC person in general. That shows my Penn State fandom because I'm going out of my way to watch a sport that I usually, really, since Conor McGregor left, haven't really cared about.
Okay, if I told you Bo Nickel will never win a championship belt, if I told you Penn State Wrestling, which is a unit, will never win
best current dynasty in sports.
Well, that's not true, but whatever. We don't need to go down that
Let's
road.
Dive into the numbers.
Can you let me ask you the question
Let's
here?
Dive into those numbers.
Shut up for a second. If I told you Bo Nickel will never win a championship in the UFC, if I told you Penn State Wrestling, Penn State Hockey, all these other Fugazi programs that you root for, basketball, never win anything of significance, but it means Penn State wins one football national championship in your life, would you take that deal?
Of course.
Okay. That was my point.
Well, what's the point?
The point is that you don't actually care about these, and you only care about Penn State football and you pretend to care.
Most important, but I watch these games. I'm sweating on a March Saturday of a Penn State comeback over Cornell, down 2 minutes to go.
You watch these games because you used to work 6 to 10 p.m., and it's something on in the background so you could ignore the host that you were working the show for. Now, since you're doing these new hours, you're not sitting there on weeknights and watching Penn State basketball, and you're not sitting there watching Penn State lacrosse and all this Fugazi stuff.
The lacrosse is on Saturdays.
Saturday's
my off day. I am sitting there watching games in March, April,
and
May.
You're like the Edmonton Oilers right now. You're embarrassing yourself. You're trying to be someone you're not, and you get an exposed.
Fan.
You're embarrassing yourself.
You called him Canadian?
I did call him. I didn't call him. I like Canadians. I wouldn't be annoyed if we could send Hickey to Canada, though. I would trade Hickey to Canada.
For what?
$10.
$10?
I could get half a sandwich around here in the city these days.
After the tariffs, it'd be like $5.
Yeah,
price. At least it made me sound like I'm important.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers. What's the immediate take?
I think they're going 6-11. I guess that's
6-11.
6-11, under 500, and Mike Tomlin will no longer be there.
All right, do this for me right now. Because sometimes we've talked about this before, usually fair by this. You'll say something and then we'll do the schedule and you'll be like, I shorted them three wins.
There's not enough Carolina Panthers and Indianapolis Colts on that schedule to get them to 10 wins this year.
Okay, how about at the Jets week one?
I like the Jets. I'm actually bullish about the Jets. What are you looking at me like that for?
Well, there goes my Jets.
Bullish about the Jets.
They could be an exciting team this year.
The Jets aren't even going to be able to get off the ground now.
They can win eight games this year.
Okay.
Including revenge against their former quarterback.
Seahawks.
Where's that game?
If I don't say at, it would be that it's a home game.
Some people do it differently. I will say they win against the Seahawks. I don't like the direction right now.
At the Patriots.
I will say win for the Steelers.
Minnesota, this game is not in the U.S. Maybe we'll send Hickey outside of the U.S.
Rookie quarterback, don't love it. I think Minnesota's a more talented team. I'll take the Vikings.
Yeah, by the way, a lot of money on J.J. McCarthy to be good this year because Hickey doesn't like him. Cleveland.
I think they split, so I'll say win at home.
At Cincinnati, Thursday night football.
Loss.
Green Bay.
Loss.
The Trash Colts.
They win that game. Daniel Jones is the quarterback.
By the way, your boy Dan Dockich said the largest bet he's ever going to place.
Okay.
In his life is that the Colts will win more than 7.5 games this year. Just saying. Just saying.
He probably will be right just so the Colts can't draft a quarterback next year and are stuck in purgatory longer.
At the Chargers.
Loss.
Bengals. They got to take both against Cincinnati?
No, I'll say win.
Okay. At the Bears.
Loss. I like Chicago this year.
You like Chicago last year, too.
Just like better coach.
Bills,
Matt Eberflus in there blowing
Bills,
games. Loss.
Bills. Bills.
L.
Remember when you said to trade Josh Allen?
Great. Stand by there. That.
Stupid. At the Ravens.
Loss.
Dolphins.
Oh, Dolphins
stop.
Stink.
Mike McDaniel
win.
Stinks.
Well, Tua stinks.
At the Tua stinks all of a sudden, Mr. You're a part of the Tuanon?
I got on the Tuanon like 3 years ago. I was part of the Tuanon.
Shady
for
memory,
sure.
Just how you thought there was two R's in guarantees a few moments ago. Lions.
Loss.
That's at the Lions, by the way. At Doesn't the Browns.
Matter. Win.
No, you said it. You
loss.
Said it. You
loss.
Said it.
They split. They always have issues with the Browns. Loss.
Oh, my God. Ravens.
Loss.
All right, so you got them to six.
Don't tell me where I'm wrong. This team's not going to be good. And
all right, let me ask
point,
you this. Let me ask you this. I asked the questions.
Mike's got to go.
Bengals, in or out of the playoffs with all their contract issues?
I mean, I'm going to say in just because I don't think their defense can be any worse, but they're trying.
I want to say they're going to miss, but then I look at the AFC right now. If I had them missing, my playoff teams would be the Bills, Ravens, Texans, Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, Steelers. Something tells me in the wild card race, one of the Chargers, Broncos, Steelers missed the playoffs, and the Bengals end up getting it. That was kind of my take. All right, real quickly, NBA Finals, Game 3 tonight. Who wins?
Thunder.
Thunder and what?
Thunder winning the, you said in what?
And, yeah, six. For the series. And six. So the Pacers win one more game
yes.
in the series.
Yes.
So they'll win Game 4?
Yeah, presumably. Game 5, even.
Okay. And Mr. Hockey? What's going on here?
Panthers. I don't like what I saw the Oilers.
But in terms of Game 4, I think that if the Panthers, if the Oilers win tomorrow night, doesn't mean they're going to win the series. But they have to win tomorrow night.
100%.
If they go down 3-1, the Panthers will find a way to win one more game in this series. Do you think the Oilers or the Panthers win tomorrow night?
I think the Panthers win tomorrow night.
Okay, so you have them going up 3-1.
Yes.
Got any other hot takes recently? Anything else you're spewing about?
Any hot takes? No, not at the moment. I think Mike Tomlin, well, I don't know if it's a hot take or not, but Mike Tomlin should be fired if this season goes how I think it will, 6-11.
Mm-hmm.
Guy can't find a quarterback. See you later.
And right now you're expecting Daniel Jones to be starting week 1 for the Colts?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes, I am.
Anthony Richardson, he has the potential to be a top 5 quarterback.
He has the potential. He's the physical gift. He can't
he's going to be unbelievable.
Who hurts his shoulder in the offseason?
He's going to be someone that the Colts are going to run football for the next 10 years. I'm saying all these things, but I only think there's a 20% chance that they're actually going to happen. It's the Hot Take Kicky Show. I'm Mickey Mouse right here on the Infinity Sports Network. News brief next. Liam McHugh at 4:20. Brandon Graham at 5 p.m. with the Real Talk Show host, Zach Gill. Next.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.